Lawmakers from both parties have some similar ideas about how to improve Utah's schools. Both want to beef up science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM education. Both want to help teachers get the training they need. But Democrats say it's time to restore school funding that was cut during the recession. They have proposed a dozen bills that call for injecting nearly $300 million into public education. Democratic Representative Joel Briscoe represents Salt Lake City. He says helping students means supporting parents and teachers.
We believe every student deserves an effective, well-prepared teacher who has been professionally trained and compensated. We also believe that instruction and curriculum and assessment should expand every student's ability to understand the world.
Tom Nederberg is vice president of the Utah Education Association. The 15,000-member teachers union applauds the Democrats' proposals. But Nederberg notes that it all boils down to money.
We're hopeful that they will remember that, you know, we used to fund ourselves at a higher level than what we are currently doing, and we need to make up some ground so that, you know, we can always be competitive in the world market.
House Speaker Becky Lockhart hasn't seen the minority party's proposals. She has her own STEM education plan that could cost as much as $300 million. Lockhart says she's committed to working with the Democrats on improving education.
One of the big secrets about what happens here is that so much of what we do is bipartisan. Well, we have general agreement. Sometimes it's the implementation of what we all agree on that's a little bit different.
Lockhart says last summer's Legislative Task Force on Education has set out guidelines for prioritizing all of the proposals. Judy Fays, KUER News.